Unit 71, Basketball. Who invented basketball? Most people know the answer. It's James A. Naismith. Naismith was an instructor in physical education. He worked at a YMCA training school in Massachusetts. Later, this became Springfield College. His goal was to provide an indoor sport for the winter. Naismith conceived the game of basketball in 1891. He formed the basic rules. He asked the janitor to nail two boxes at each end of a gym. The janitor could only find some round half bushel baskets. He nailed these to the balconies at each end. Players used a soccer ball. The object of the game was to put the ball in the basket. Thus, we have basketball. The half bushel baskets had fixed bottoms. When the ball went in the basket, there was a problem. A ladder had to be used to get the ball out. Soon, metal baskets with bottoms replaced with wooden ones. These baskets had a small hole in the bottom. A pole was used to poke the ball out. The next improvement, the metal basket, now had a closed net attached. Now, the official pulled a cord attached to the net. The ball would then drop down. In about 1913, the bottomless baskets came into use. You wonder why it took so long? But getting the ball out of the baskets was not such a big job. The scores were low. A typical score for a full game might be 19-17. Backboards were introduced in 1894. Before that, spectators would lean over balconies blocking shots. The soccer ball was also replaced that year. The new ball came in two parts. The other outer covering was leather. The inner part was a rubber bladder. The opening was laced. The laceless ball came into use in 1937. The molded ball of today became official in only 1950.